Today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily dives into some critical updates affecting AMD hardware and software, particularly focusing on a newly disclosed security vulnerability in the Zen 1 architecture and the corresponding Linux kernel patch. Let's get right into it. Quick headline overview. 1. AMD FPDSS security bug, a recently disclosed vulnerability in the original Zen 1 and Zen 1 Plus processors, termed FPDSS, floating point divider state sampling, has been made public. This affects local user access and has been mitigated in the Linux kernel. 2. Linux kernel updates. The Linux kernel has responded swiftly with a patch that addresses the FPDSS vulnerability, ensuring that users of affected processors can secure their systems effectively. Deep dive on news items. Let's start with the AMD FPDSS security bug. This vulnerability, discovered in the floating point units of the original Zen architecture, poses a risk primarily for local user access. What does this mean? Essentially, it allows a user with local access to exploit the floating point divider state, potentially leaking sensitive data. The good news from AMD is that they believe the risk of data loss is relatively low, especially since floating point operations in privileged code are not common. For developers and engineers still utilizing Zen 1 or Zen 1 Plus processors, it's crucial to understand the implications of this bug. The vulnerability is tied to transient execution, a technique that can allow attackers to manipulate the execution flow of programs in a way that exposes data. It's a bit reminiscent of the Spectre and Meltdown vulnerabilities that rocked the industry a few years back, highlighting the ongoing need for vigilance in CPU architecture security. Now, how does one mitigate this vulnerability? Well, the Linux kernel has already implemented a patch. This patch is straightforward. It requires setting bit 9 of the model-specific register, MSR, C001, Quantel28 to 1. This patch has been incorporated into Linux Git for version 7.1 and will be backported to stable versions in the coming days. This quick response from the Linux community is commendable and shows the importance of collaborative efforts in maintaining system security. For those who are still using the original Zen architecture, it's essential to check if your systems are updated with the latest kernel patches. AMD has published a security bulletin detailing the FPDSS vulnerability, which can be found on their official website. Staying informed and proactive about these updates is crucial for maintaining system integrity, particularly in environments where sensitive data is handled. Closing thought. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that while vulnerabilities like FPDSS are concerning, the rapid response from both AMD and the Linux community reflects the resilience of the tech ecosystem. For developers and engineers working with AMD products, keeping an eye on these updates and understanding their implications is vital. Looking ahead, we can expect more innovations and security enhancements as AMD continues to evolve its architecture and as the Linux kernel adapts to new challenges. The landscape of GPU development and AI/ML workloads is ever-changing, and staying informed will be key to leveraging these advancements effectively. Thank you for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Keep your systems secure and stay curious about the evolving world of GPUs.